If you only knew how success could be yours right now.
Ex-Im Bank provides for the financial needs of the Jamaican producer. Whether you're in agro-processing, mining or tourism, to name a few, our information will help you grow your business and offer financial advice right here on our program. Ex-Im Bank JA.
Welcome to Ex-Im Bank JA. I am Nicole Crum-Ewing, the host of today's program. In studio with us today is Ms. Shelley Leon, Deputy CEO and Director of Operations for Companies Office of Jamaica. She will be talking to us about the importance of registering a business in Jamaica. Welcome, Ms. Leon.
Thank you.
Tell us exactly what is the role of Companies Office of Jamaica.
The Companies Office of Jamaica, we register companies and incorporate businesses, and we're also the administrators of the National Security Interest in Personal Property Registry.
At what stage in the business development process does one need to establish a relationship with the COJ, and why is it important for you to register?
Okay, so it's important for you to register so that you can access loans and access grants, and so that third parties can get information on your business, and persons will therefore feel more comfortable dealing with your business entity. And you should interact with the COJ prior to you completing registration documents in order that you can decide the type of entity that you want. So should you register a business name or should you incorporate a company? And we have information that can assist you in making that decision.
Explain what are some of the steps that are involved in the registration process.
Okay, having made the decision of the type of entity that is best suited to you, the next thing that you should do is to secure your name. You can reserve a company name, for example, for 90 days, but the company's office also has a facility where we can approve the name of your company or your business. In fact, you're required to get those approved prior to the registration process or simultaneously with the registration process.
What types of documents are required to complete the registration process?
In the case of a business name, this is the BRF1 form. Now, the BRF1 form, this is otherwise known as a super form, and it's an important document because it completes registration for several different government entities. So you'll be registered with the Companies Office of Jamaica, the National Housing Trust, Heart Trust. You'll also obtain your NIS, and you will receive your taxpayer registration number. And for the business registration form, that covers sole traders, partnership, and companies trading in another name. In the case of the limited company, it's the BRF1 form and the Articles of Incorporation. Articles of Incorporation, if you're operating a company for making profit, it will be a Form 1A. And if you are operating a company that is not making profit, that will be a Form 1B.
Thank you, Ms. Leon, for sharing that very important information with us. This is all the time we have left for today. Join us next week for a continuation of this very important discussion with Ms. Shelley Leon from the Companies Office of Jamaica. Remember, visit our website at www.eximbankja.com for more information on our products and services. Please like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and LinkedIn. Until next time, I am Nicole Crum-Ewing for Ex-Im Bank JA.
Ex-Im Bank JA was a production of the GIS for Ex-Im Bank Jamaica.
The proceeding was brought to you in time allowed for government broadcasts.